This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Obesity is more than just a number on the scale. It's a silent epidemic shaping our health system. Dr. Harriet Tracy, co-founder of Beyond BMI, is leading the charge against Ireland's obesity crisis with a medically led multidisciplinary approach. She's passionate about tackling obesity before it leads to heart attacks, strokes, diabetes and more, challenging a healthcare system that often treats the consequences rather than the cause. She has a vision for the future of weight loss treatments in Ireland. She welcomes me now on the show as well. Dr. Tracy, delighted to be chatting to you. First and foremost, why do you believe obesity remains one of the biggest challenges facing our healthcare system today?
I think because ultimately, Valerie, obesity sits upstream of all of the other conditions that fill our hospitals. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, strokes, so on and so forth, even fertility problems. So the real issue I find as a doctor working in the space is that we're often waiting until somebody develops all of these conditions before we actually act. And so I've kind of come to a very simplified view that ultimately we need to move from this crisis medicine into preventative medicine. And that starts with treating obesity.
Why do you think at the minute it's so often overlooked as a medical condition? I know that you've said yourself that underdiagnosing obesity can lead to serious complications along the way, like heart attacks and strokes and things like that.
I think it's because we moralise obesity. And what I mean by that is we treat it differently to how we treat other chronic diseases. So with high blood pressure, for example, like you don't turn around and say to somebody, listen, come back to me when you proved you can lower it yourself. But with obesity, people are often expected to prove they've tried hard enough, that they've exercised hard enough, that they've done all these other things. You know, so that delay is actually really, really harmful. And people ultimately do not need judgment. They need diagnosis. They need risk assessment. They need treatment options. So I think it comes down to the fact that we're moralizing this chronic disease.
That's such an interesting way of putting it, because anyone who has gone to a doctor, if they're at all overweight, there will be often that narrative of judgment about it. Like, what are you doing about this? Have you done enough? And it's interesting to see your approach being slightly different to that. But do you think through the years, the medical community here, would it be fair to say we've historically been a bit more comfortable treating the consequences rather than obesity itself?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've done it for too long. I think, we're really comfortable treating, as you said, like type 2 diabetes, heart attacks, you know, the knee pain, the infertility, the sleep apnea. But we often fail to name and then as a result, fail to treat obesity as the underlying disease process for all of these things. Now, that doesn't mean that obesity is the only cause of these conditions, right? But it is a major, major modifiable risk factor. And so if we treat it earlier, then we can change the trajectory and reduce the number of people who are going on to develop these downstream complications.
Talk me through Beyond BMI. I know you're the co-founder of that, and it's a medically led multidisciplinary approach. That's how it's been described. Can you explain what that actually looks like in practice and why it's important?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose what it really means, Beyond BMI really means we don't just give you a prescription and tell you good luck. What it really means is that we are medically led and we bring together doctors, dietitians, coaches, clinical nurse specialists, and we use this wraparound multidisciplinary team to actually look at the whole person's health, to look at the range of medications they're on, to look at their sleep, their mental health, their eating patterns. We're essentially wrapping around a kind of a 360 comprehensive care so that we can make you have sustainable health outcomes, not just losing weight, which is what everybody wants, right? Like, we all want to live a life that is high quality. We want to run down the street after our kids. We want to get out of the car and not be worried about the size of the car parking space. We want to be able to, you know, go up a flight of stairs and not be short of breath. So what we're really all after at the end of the day is health gain, not just weight loss. And that's where Beyond BMI is very, very focused on, you know, not just the weight loss, but the health gain that comes from that.
What are your attitudes towards weight loss medications? Can they be beneficial in some circumstances, even when you weigh them against any cons that may come with that?
Yeah, I think, like any medication, Valerie, they are a tool, right? And just like any tool in life, you got to make sure that tool finds its way into the right hands. So, you know, a hammer in a carpenter's hand is a very effective tool. A hammer in a murderer's hand is not the best, you know, place to find a hammer. And it's the same with these medications. I mean, these medications, when used by the right teams, with the right expertise, with the right goals behind them, i.e. health gain, not weight loss, they become phenomenally effective. So we are very, very pro evidence-based medicine. And what the evidence says, Valerie, is that these are game-changing, life-changing medications. And that's why we feel so passionately about using them with this team, with this support network, so that you are maximizing the likelihood of this tool working for you.
Obviously, there has been a lot of discussion about them recently in Ireland, or even being possibly incorporated into Ireland's healthcare system in general, and all that comes along with that. But of course, there are people that are accessing them on the black market and they mightn't even need them. What would your advice be to people like that?
Rule number one in medicine is first do no harm. So I would be very, very concerned about people accessing something that is likely or highly likely to harm them. These are really powerful medical treatments. And I think, like, if somebody's buying them, you know, through some dodgy online place or through unregulated sources, then they don't actually know what they're taking. The dose mightn't be correct. The formulation might not be correct. They might not need it at all. They might interact with other medications that they're on. So, like, you know, ultimately, it's a real safety concern, and one we have to take seriously, because this is people's health we're talking about. Like, this isn't just, you know, something trivial to it's really about safety.
Safety is at the core of it, of course, because as you said, it's all about the tool and whose hands it's in. That's why it's so important that this is medically advised and in all of this. And I know that patients that come your way, understandably, some of them might be a little bit anxious about weight loss treatments or even the possible use of medication, depending on the circumstance. But what guidance do you offer to help people feel like they're making a bit more of an informed decision and they feel guided properly?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you've hit the nail on the head with the word guided. I think guidance is what's missing in this space. You know, there's a lot of places you can go to that will just write a script, but that isn't guiding you. Then that's not offering expertise. It's really becoming a consumerist kind of, you know, the consumer is leading the decision making, which might work really well if you're buying a nice top or a nice pair of trousers, but it doesn't work so well when you're talking about the purchasing of care and health and medicine. So, yeah, the guidance piece for me is absolutely critical, and it's why everything we do with Beyond BMI is led by that one-to-one video consultations. It's why you see the doctor sees you, you can contact them in between, because without that guidance, all you're doing is writing a script.
It's important that you're very much nailing down as well. This isn't about weight loss. It's about life gain. Like, it's gaining these amazing things into your life as a result of all this. That's the number one factor. How does mental health and lifestyle support factor into the approach?
It's central. Like, it's absolutely central. I mean, people often think of lifestyle as like eat less and move more. But that's way too simplistic. Like, we would look at stress, we'd look at sleep, we'd look at emotional eating, we'd look at, you know, shame, environment, work life, family life. Like, sustainable weight management ultimately is not about punishment. It's about building a system around that person that they can actually live with. So you have to consider all the influences on people's lives.
Have you encountered a lot of misconceptions, even from patients themselves coming to you, about obesity and weight loss and that simplistic approach that there does traditionally be, oh, just move more, just eat less, you know?
Absolutely. I think, look, Valerie, I think the biggest one is that people believe that obesity is just a personal choice. And I'll give you a good example of this. You know, I was chatting to a very successful businessman recently who has done incredible things with his business, highly, highly motivated character. And I was sitting there trying to you know, talk him through why the fact that he's living with excess weight, and he's living with a lot of the complications of it too. Like he's had a heart attack, he's got high blood pressure, but he still believes that this is something he has to fight through, that he has to willpower his way through, that he has to discipline his way through. Now, this is not an undisciplined, you know, an undisciplined man. This is not somebody who is, you know, lacking willpower, but he has internalized, and I would say it's not even his fault actually, but society has fed him messages throughout his life that suggest that actually he just needs to eat less and move more. He needs to have higher discipline, higher willpower. And in his own words, I just need to fight through this myself. And that becomes very harmful, because now you have somebody who's not open to seeking the most evidence-based treatment available to him, which is these GLP-1 medications. You know, he is a perfect candidate for this, but it is his misconception that this is a personal choice that is stopping and becoming a barrier to him gaining all this health gain he needs to gain. And, you know, we as healthcare professionals are so guilty of driving that rhetoric. You know, I hear from patients all the time who've gone to see, and it's not all GPs, by the way, because GPs are an incredible resource in this country, but sometimes you have the odd GP who will just tell people, you know, come back to me when you've tried to eat less, come back to me when you've tried that diet plan. And all they're doing is perpetuating that belief that this is that person's fault. So, you know, I think sometimes as healthcare professionals, we underestimate how much stigma patients have already experienced before they even enter the consultation room.
What do you think needs to change in the healthcare system overall for people that are living with obesity? Is it that approach that needs to be tackled first, the kind of let's not have a blame game in all of this? And is it also looking at treating the root of the issue, not just the complications?
Great question. I think we need to, first of all, get a handle on, you know, the diagnosis side. Like, you can't treat somebody if you don't have a diagnosis with which to start with. And we know that, much to people's surprise, obesity is actually underdiagnosed. So if we're not diagnosing the population with this disease, it means they're walking around unaware that they are living with something that is materially impacting their quality of life and their health. So we need to start with diagnosis, an earlier diagnosis. And in order to do that, we need to stop judging people. And I think you rightly said that in your question, is like, if we're judging people, then they're not going to come forward to seek a diagnosis. So that is the starting point. And then secondly, you know, I think that when we do start to treat it, we need to make this sustainable for people. We need to make sure that we're not just writing scripts, that we're actually giving them that full wraparound care so that they stand the greatest chance of having the health gain that they deserve to have.
Before I let you go, what advice would you give to someone who might be listening to you at the minute, who is struggling themselves with obesity, who might be feeling overwhelmed by the medical system options out there and unsure of where to start?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question, because I think it's really, really important that if somebody is overwhelmed, and there's so many people out there that are feeling the way you've described, I think it just starts with one safe conversation. Now, the question is, where do you find that safe conversation? And you find it in places where you know you're not going to be judged. You know that people are expert in this area. You know that these people have guided thousands of people before. So I think about that. And don't think you have to have everything figured out before you reach out. Like, you don't need to arrive with a perfect food diary, or, you know, you don't have to arrive, you know, justifying that you've tried everything, you've tried every diet. Like, you don't have to justify yourself like that. If you're doing that, you're not in the right place. Okay, so you deserve proper medical treatment and you deserve a proper plan. So I would also say this clearly as well, actually, Valerie, it's just like, your weight is not a character flaw. Okay, you know, just like your blood pressure isn't a character flaw. Okay, if your health is being affected, there is help out there, and it should be compassionate, and it should be medically based, and it should be evidence-based.
Where can we find Beyond BMI online if people are interested in hearing more from you?
So we are at www.beyondbmi.ie. We're also on socials. We're on Instagram. We're all over the place at the moment, which is great. So yeah, I would say just come and have a conversation, and, our job is to guide you. That's really where it all starts.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening. I really appreciate it, and I am sure we will chat to you again on iRadio's Group Chat.
That would be great. Lovely to talk to you, Valerie. Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.